Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearance, our appearance, our appearance.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a...
Hello, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast. We are here this evening to just have a wonderful and marvelous time. This is Roy, and we're just going to enjoy sharing this evening. I feel like we have a very interesting topic because I think this is a topic that we're not really aware that we have among us, and it really affects us. It affects our lifestyle. So today we're going to talk about haunted by the past and deprived of the future. And that is so awesome. I mean, I think it was just an awesome gesture to put those two things together, because a lot of us don't realize that we pull our past into everything that we do, and it doesn't allow us to have a functional, prosperous future. It absolutely hinders all of us in the things that we do. We're going to explore how ghosts from past relationships, they're haunting us today, and they're slowly depriving us of our future. Things that we have experienced long time ago, we're still haunted by those things because we're still remembering them. We're still holding on to them. And that affects how we prepare ourselves for our future, or how we enjoy our future. We are still alone after we've gone through several dead relationships. And once that happens, there's this little thing that's called depression. It has legs. It has arms. Depression will move in on you uninvited. You don't know it's there, but depression moves in, and it moves in to stay. Yes. In other words, we eat depression. We shop depression. We sleep with depression. So depression has become very popular in our lives because of how we are haunted by past experiences. So it's a very popular thing in our lives, and 9 times out of 10, we don't even recognize it as depression. You know, I want to say, before we go into anything, I'm not ever here on this show to preach to you, but if we are talking about Let's Talk Truth, there's only one truth, and that's God's truth. So in order to come to a common denominator or get down to brass tacks on anything, or finding a solution in our lives to things that we don't recognize as being what they are, you have to put God in it. God has to be in it before you can arrive at the truth. Now, I was so hoping to have a special guest here, but they were unable to be here, because I like to, when we have topics like this, I like to talk to people who are actually experiencing these things that don't mind being honest. See, you find a bunch of liars out there who pretend, oh, I'm okay. My life is just okay. Not true. And I had a bit of a revelation when he was talking about whether or not people are telling the truth about their lives. You hear it over and over and over again when you get to the point about relationships. There are women, young and old, who are single. They had a husband, they were divorced. They had a husband, he cheated on them. They had a boyfriend, he cheated on them. They had a boyfriend, and it did not work out. So we have, females have now gotten to the point where they lie to themselves. I'm doing okay without a man. Yes, I mean, I'm my life is fine. You know, we don't realize that every time we tell that lie, we're telling that lie based on something that has happened in our past. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting up here in the future manless, and for whatever reason. And I know I can get hit 1,000 different ways by what I'm saying, because there are females out there who say, I am smart enough to, I can have this, I can, you know, I'm a CEO, I'm a this and that. Yes, you've got all of those things, but are you happy? Are you absolutely happy there by yourself? And I believe there's something that people used to say a long time ago. I don't know if I'll get it right when I say this, but I hope you can understand what I'm saying. When we say it's okay to climb to the top of the ladder, but when you get up there and you don't have anybody to rejoice with you, what good is it? You know, you need to have somebody there to say, good job. You know what I'm saying? Or just to encourage you along the way. So we have some guests here today. We have Mr. Motivator, who is always so very kind to stop by the studio. And you know, he's a powerful, powerful motivational speaker. At times, he's a comedian. When it calls for it, he'll come in and have you laughing in stitches. And he's also a husband and a father. And he's also a man of God. So you take all these things into consideration. So I'm sure he's come across a lot of people who, female and female, because it's not just only the females that are affected by a haunted past, but men as well. So Mr. Motivator will be here to shed some light on that respect. Then we have Louise. She is always in the, I think Louise stays here. I think she stays at the studio because she always comes by when we need her, but she offers very valuable input. We thank her for doing that. We have this evening, I don't know how long they'll be with us, but Shannon is here today and Courtney is here today. I don't know how long they'll be here, but we're going to enjoy their expertise while they're here. So we just thank everybody for being here today. And as we talk about haunted by your past, and this will absolutely deprive you of your future. I feel like it is befitting if I tell off on myself. My past, I have a past where two divorced husbands, and you may think it doesn't affect you, but it does. And I don't mean to a standpoint of intimacy. Anybody can get past the need to be intimate if you're, you know, a Christian. But that part of you, I'm a daddy's child. I was a daddy's child. I love for my daddy to treat me special and to show me different things and to provide for me and to do. Well, we take that on into adulthood. Mm-hmm. We get that same things. When we get married, these are things we look for. We look for the traits of our fathers and the men that we marry and the men that we connect ourselves to. So not only being married, or I have been married, I've had a plethora of boyfriends. And why am I sitting here single today? Because I allowed those past, my past, to haunt me to the point where I have closed doors and boxed my little heart in, which a lot of us do. We just don't be honest with it. We box our little hearts in, male and female, and we box ourselves in so that we're not going to be affected negatively anymore by the opposite sex. We're not going to be affected. Well, you think, panel, do y'all think that may be why I'm still single? You know, we talk about there's sometimes when I want somebody to go put gas in my car, if I had a husband, I wouldn't have to trudge out and fill up my car and take my trash out all the time, you know, because my husband would do those things. My daddy did it for me growing up. My husband would do it for me now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get past that need to have something before we're able to realize I have pulled all of my past into my present. And because I've done that, I've deprived myself of my future. So, come on, have something to say.
Okay. Well, yes, I do see that does have a lot to do with it because, the way you were raised, your father treated you like a princess. And so from that point on, and every girl, if they grew up with a man, a father in their life, whether it's their father, biological father, or their stepdaddy, or whatever, they're going to use him as a yardstick for whatever man comes through their life from that point on. So if you grew up with a daddy that was a positive male model and he did everything for you, then you're going to expect that all these other men going to come along and do the same thing. And so we expect that whatever man comes through, we're looking for that same pattern in whatever man comes
through. Measuring them.
Yes.
By that.
Uh-huh. And also, also at the same time, your mother, the way your parents interact and everything, that has an effect on you too. Because if your mother, if you had a positive family situation, you're going to try to pattern whatever you do after that point.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you got a lot of people out here that come from really dysfunctional backgrounds, so you have a lot of young ladies. Because they didn't have, some of them grew up without a father, or they had such a strong, domineering mother, then they tend to carry all that on into their future relationship.
Right.
So from that point on, it doesn't matter who they date or engage to, they're going to bring up a lot of that baggage in whatever relationship they bring.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree with you. Something that I'm not haunted by. I was raised by both my parents, and I have two sisters. I had two sisters, and I have one brother. I was also raised with a couple of my nephews. They were raised like we were brother and sister. But what I experienced then was the true love and respect of a parent. Right now, we have too much drama going on in our family.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't family-oriented anymore.
Yes.
If you look, people don't deal with family. And this is why it's easy to deny yourself that relationship. You can easily deny yourself a relationship if you've never had a relationship. But I saw my mom and dad have a relationship. People might say, oh, it was something wrong with you, but I was a teenager, and I'd get out of my bed at night and go in and crawl between my mom and dad and sleep till that morning because they loved me. I sat on my mom's lap every day. I sat on my dad's lap every day, even when I was a teenager, and I was in high school. Now, a lot of people will say, to that point, there was something wrong with that. No, it was nothing wrong with that, because if you have a clean mind and a clean heart and a clean spirit and your family is nurtured in that manner, you grow up
looking for that. Mm-hmm. And now you, kids, yeah, we had our own room, but we didn't close our door to our room. Mm-hmm. And parents now, they put their little kids in the room, shut the doors. We didn't, because we had a relationship with one another. We respected each other. It was until my ghost came after I got out an adult and began to date, and you began to bring in all these different relationships and trying to connect to something that you didn't have. You were not accustomed to it. So it was hard for you to deal with it. So my past started when I became grown up and moved out on my own. That's where my ghost started coming in. Mm-hmm. The things that I was exposed to, the young men and the relationships. And actually, all relationships. It doesn't necessarily have to be male-female relationship. You can have a relationship with a friend. There are females who will devastate you and make you guard your heart as far as being a friend to people. Mm-hmm. So it's all of these things. All of these ghosts will stop you from having a future. So, Mr. Motivator?
That's interesting what you're saying. I think all of us have things that happen to us in the past, and sometimes if we're not aware of what's happened, it can haunt us. And I think if a person has grown up in a nurturing, loving home like yourself, it's great. But what happens when you enter a relationship that's outside of the home, and if that relationship has, for some reason, it didn't work, or you was introduced to drama, well, you tend to deal with the drama. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we allow ourselves to deal with drama, do we resolve the drama? Do we try to learn from the drama? If you have drama or you've experienced drama in any aspect of a relationship, you must ask yourself, did I overcome this drama? Or has this drama become a part of me? Oftentimes you will find that people who don't have the kind of relationship that they would like to have in their lives tend to look for drama because they've accepted it. And if you've accepted the fact that, hey, my life is just boring, my life is dead, if there's no excitement, if you're not careful, you may invite drama because it gives you a sense of excitement. It gives you some intrigue. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be careful that we don't allow ourselves to get caught up with drama. Mm-hmm. Because once you let drama into your life, and if you don't try to resolve it or fight to get rid of it, that drama can lead to another relationship. There's drama. You can get to yourself the minute your relationship starts progressing and there's a love, drama pops up to sabotage the relationship. And I believe that there's too much drama in a lot of people's lives, and that's one of the reasons that sometimes they find themselves having a challenge with relationships, because they don't realize they got drama.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Motivator, one thing that I've come to realize, mm-hmm. when we're haunted by our past, mm-hmm. we all agree that depression moves in. Mm-hmm. But what we have to really establish in what we are knowing about depression, there are different kinds of depression that lead different symptoms, different things. My son told me one day, he says, Mom, you're depressed. I said, I am not depressed. And this was a while back.
Now that I think about it, yes, I was depressed. I didn't want to go anywhere. I was tired of people. I didn't want to deal with people. I wanted to be in my gown all day if I wanted to. Now, let me tell you how you rationalize. You rationalize and you say, I just want to do what I want to do. That's a rationalization, but it's unrealistic. No one gets up every morning and can do what they want to do unless they're in this world by themselves. So, but for all you males and females who are out there who's saying that, I'm not depressed, I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. That's a total lie. I want to establish something else, too, before I get down to this. We have had, I've been doing this blog talk radio show since May of 2012. And each one, their labels, let's talk truth about a number of situations. Now, I've come to the realization, I don't care what you talk about, if it's life building or anything about your life, you need to talk about Christ. You have to talk about God in it. Let me tell you why. Do you know how depression comes in? Because God is out. You know why you're haunted by your past? Ghosts can't get past unless God is not there. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to all of you listening out there and to me, you have to come to the realization that what you're trying to do has to do with your state of depression. We have some people, when I said at earlier that we eat depression, we have people that go out to dinner. They just got to go out. They just got to go out. I've got to be seen. I've got to go to this restaurant. They're going in a hole, going to restaurants to eat out. Why are they eating out all the time? They're depressed. They have to find something that's fulfilling.
Well, it's not because they don't like cooking.
Yes. I just don't like cooking. No, you're lying. You're depressed. Face it. Deal with it. Why is your credit card bill so high? Why are you in Nordstrom? Why are you in Macy's? Why are you in Saks Fifth Avenue? Why are you in Walmart? You're shopping every day because you're depressed. You're trying to fill that void that is going to help you feel better. And once that new pair of shoes, you worn them, you still feel the same way, crappy. Once you wear that new dress, and once you stay up, get those nails done, it's women out there who gets their nails done every week, whether they can afford it or not. Now, you tell me, you see how we're hindering our future? We're out there shopping. We're out there eating because I'm depressed, so I cannot be alone by myself.
I think you hit up on a good point. Depression is serious, and it can be very serious.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing that goes along with depression, sometimes people can be depressed and lonely. So when you have both of those two things combined, as a comedian, when we do jokes, we do comedy, comedians tend to exaggerate the joke, exaggerate the comedy, make it over-inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's the same thing when people are depressed. Sometimes they're lonely. They tend to exaggerate their situation. Everything, they make it worse than what it actually really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes people enter into relationships that aren't healthy for them because they've exaggerated and they try to create something that's really not there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you try to force something there and it's not really love, and another thing I think people that sometimes when they're depressed, they want everyone around them. Now, I do have respect for people that look for ways to try to deal with the depression. If you are in behind a closed walls and you're depressed, do something to get you out of that depression. If you're in a dark room, you sit in this dark room every day, you're afraid to open up the blinds and let light. Get out of that environment. Get out of that house. Go on a vacation. Go around some other people. Don't sit there and explode because you're depressed. Try to find a way to deal with your depression and not take it out on. Because some people, they are so depressed and lonely. They over-exaggerate. Everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm a member of this family. People treat me like crap. And I'm just mad at the world. And that depression, that spirit just follows them.
I agree, and I disagree with what you're saying. The reason being, I don't think a person that's depressed over-exaggerates things. I think that when a door is cracked and you let the devil stick his foot in, he's going to walk all the way through. The reason I say that is because of this. I went through depression. I didn't like myself. I looked in the mirror and I didn't see my own face. I will say this. What may feel like a boulder to me may be a pebble to you, and vice versa. People have to be very careful of how they treat someone. Everybody has a different, like I'm a joker. I joke with everybody. Everybody thinks I'm harsh. But there are some people I can't joke with like that because they don't take it that way. They don't know, they can't see the inner part of me and say, well, you know, she's just joking. They'll take that and it'll mean something else into them. Depression comes from a lack. Although we can say all day long, you know, God is good and Christ is real. But at the end of the day, we are living in the flesh. We are human beings. And it is only so much that a person can take. People are absorbed with drama. That's why reality shows are so prevalent. They make so much money. Because everybody wants to see somebody doing worse than them. So that make you feel half as bad when they're on there fighting in your household toys. Yes, you can look for love in the wrong places, but people listen. Yeah, you're looking for, why are you looking for love? It's a root cause to everything. When you have a lack emotionally, it's something to be said for that because it brings about a whole bunch of other stuff. And when you have that weakness in you, and if you're not strong enough or if you're not rooted enough in Christ, the devil will talk to you. He'll get in your ear. And those things that you hear, like you said, don't nobody love me, they do this, this, and that.
It becomes a reality.
It becomes your reality because people say, you know, in the corporate world, they say perception is reality, and that's the truth. Whatever you perceive to be true, that's your reality.
That's right.
And the reason it's not easy to say, oh, you need to get up out that room and get up out there, because if they were strong enough to do that, they wouldn't have been in there in the first place. It's going to take somebody somewhere to notice that in that person
and to
help pull them out.
Them out of it.
You can't be mean to them. You can't come at them all crazy. And you have to come at them with kid gloves on like you're handling a kid, no, a baby, an infant. You can't just be rough with them because if for you to get to that point, that person is fragile. We're all spirits. We all have that emotional, you know, ball in us. And, you know, it's something to be said. You know, we eat every day because our bodies need, you know, food. We drink water because our bodies need water. Emotional people, you know, when you have emotions, they need to be fed too. You need companionship. As I said, I'm never going to bathe. You got to wash your skin. You got to take care of everything that's a part of you, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So we can say, oh, we're going to eat. Well, I'm not going to eat because, you know, I just don't want to eat. But your body going to tell you, you eventually got to have some food. But you're going to shut down, which is a root cause of depression. When your emotional side is not fed in a correct manner, then that's where depression kicks in because you're feeling like you're less than a person. It does accentuate everything. Everything that you could normally look past, it accentuates it. Okay, so now I don't have a, like me, I don't have a car. If I let the devil talk to me, I'll be, man, I'll never have nothing. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Because it becomes a point where emotionally you feel drained. You feel sucked off of. You feel like everything you try your hand at is not working. And I can speak on this because I went through it. Everything you put your hand on is failing. Do you have anything to show for accomplishment? People can say that alone. That's materialistic. We're still human. You have to. You live a lifetime of trying to do something. And never, you know, the jack of all trades, the master of none.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. You said something a minute ago, and I couldn't stop you, but you were talking about the emotional side that needs to be fed.
Right.
Now, the reason your emotional side is not fed is where that ghost has come in, that you are haunted by something. Something from your past has stolen that emotional restaurant away from you so that you can't, your emotions can't be fed anymore.
I call it the woulda, shoulda, coulda.
So I remember, like I said, I've been robbed by male attention, you know, and my past have caused me, I had a cheating husband. So every time you meet a man, you're not going to open up to that man. Why? Because my emotional side was damaged.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man who cheated on me. This man said he loved me. This man was there for me, yet he cheated on me.
And everybody's not the same. Everybody expects for you to bounce back from something. You know, you can talk about me. That's going to fire me up, but I'm never going to forgive you. And that does something to me. And from this point on, that's all I'm going to think about when I look at you, the fact that you talked about me.
Well, mm-hmm. See, that's my sentiments exactly. Everybody's situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, talk is easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Can you actually be nice and warm and reach out and try to help somebody when they cuss you out and they
mm-hmm.
say bad things to you and things that try to hurt you? It's not always as easy to reach out to try to help somebody when they don't want your help.
Exactly. Now, this is why I said earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what you're trying to accomplish in life. The only way you can accomplish it, you've got to put Christ in your life.
And I can't believe it. My pastor said to me there's a point in time for everybody to be delivered from whatever they have.
Exactly.
And if God laid on you to talk to that person, they may not want your help, but they ain't going to have no choice but to receive it because God has appointed you to do that at that time. And God is never going to leave nobody in that. If you make the effort and you do what God instructed you to do and they don't hear it and they don't want to accept it, then that's on them. But you've done your part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult for a person who is depressed anyway. It's difficult to come through that because when you have a depiction that everybody is not for you,
mm-hmm.
that you can't believe anything. Because I was like that. I'm still kind of like that. I don't trust nobody. If you came in here and slapped me, that I believe that something you would have done anyway. It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be shocked by it. Like, I can't believe. I would expect it. That's because I have learned to treat folks like people have been so disgenuine with me.
Something has happened.
Because people have been disgenuine. Don't tell me you're my friend. It's not my friend. Don't tell me you love me and you really don't love me. Just don't even play with, you don't play with things like that. If you don't like me, just come out and say you don't like me and I'll live, we'll be good and I'm fine.
But you know what? And a lot of times, it's not that people are going to do anything. It's just, you have to understand, and this is why I say you have to go all the way back to God. Every person, and I want you, Pam, to listen to this as well as the listeners out there. Every human being is purposed to do a particular thing. We're faced with two entities, good and evil. The evil declares you will never complete your purpose. You can't complete your purpose because he's going to intervene. He's going to slap you down when you cannot defend yourself. Basically, when you're young and you don't have the knowledge of Christ. But hold on. But once that knowledge of Christ comes in, let me tell you what that does for all of your past issues. See, I had to come to this point. Yeah, I've been done dirty in my life. But I had to come to the point where my past will not deprive me of my future. So you understand that. You accept your fate. What is your fate? Your fate is what you were purposed to do. And that's your fate. And you accept that. So if I was married to John Q. Citizen, he lied and cheated on me and divorced me, he was not my husband in the first place.
You made a good point. But I want to ask you a question. What does negativity, is it associated with? Is negativity a part of God? Is it a part of goodness?
It's going to be a part of that depression.
Okay, it's a part of that depression. And that's my point. When people have doubt, doubt is associated with negativity and unbelief. They're both negatives, and they come from that depression. I know a young lady right now, her husband, the first husband, cheated on her, and she broke up with him.
Why are you talking about my business?
But anyway, she has a wonderful husband right now. But she does things to sabotage whatever her husband does. If a woman, she feels a woman is more attractive than her, she's mean and snappy with that woman. That's negative, okay?
But someone
And when her husband gets a job and he's trying to do things, she does things to get him fired from that job because she's afraid he may meet somebody out there that's gorgeous.
So what
and
is that?
Somebody
in her. Negative, but somebody put that in her.
And like what you said, until she sees what's robbing her of her blessings,
she's
going to continue to let that mess up her marriage and her future.
Yeah, she will.
But
all women are out to get her men.
They're no good.
But
and
that's
negative.
That happens to you bad.
Yeah.
That's the way the devil designed it. If I have a car wreck, and I have a real bad car wreck, and I'm driving, and I have a real bad car wreck, I'm going to not want to drive for a while. I'm going to be cautious. If I walk out there and twist my ankle off the porch, I'm going to be more cautious next time. Like,
I understand that's just
human nature.
But everybody doesn't want your hoop.
Yeah, but see, she has to get past.
But
she has to get past. Those are her ghosts. She's got to learn how to exercise them. She hasn't exercised them yet. She's still being haunted.
She's been
on my feet. A couple weeks, that's going to heal your IBI. But if you hurt somebody's heart, that's something you can't just heal with just
only
a look.
God can do that.
Oh,
God
bless. You're right.
Because that's a person's emotional fabric. That's a very core of who we are is emotion. That's why God said all these things, the greatest thing is love. That's the very core of us is an emotion.
That's true. But
so
if you pop me in my eye, that still would be negative.
Yes, but you'll heal from it quicker. If somebody came here and slapped me, I'd be like, it'll hurt, and I'll probably beat them up. But I will heal from that. But if you break my heart, if you hurt me emotionally, if I have trusted you and I have put my emotions into you, whether it be a friend, lover, mama, daddy, sister, you break that, like trust is the easiest thing to break, but it's the hardest thing to build back. And it's based on trust because you cannot trust yourself or anyone in that aspect anymore because someone has broken or severed that tie.
What's the center thing involved in the middle of all this is fear. And can you afford to live with that fear the rest of your life? You got to step around eggshells because
she will live with it until somebody shows her how.
You've never been depressed, so that's how come you can easily say that.
Look,
people who are depressed don't want to live like that. They don't want to live like that.
I've been depressed, but like you said, I think some people's situations are different from others.
It's still going to take somebody to go to her, wherever she goes to church, wherever she does, whatever she does, somebody that's aware of what she's going through needs to pull her aside and work with her. That's the only way. See, I said at the earlier.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying if they push people away and they don't want nobody.
It's still a time. You know what I had? It's a time on every calendar, a day of deliverance for everybody. Even, I'm going to tell you a little story. That was a man who had a best friend who was an alcoholic. He prayed every day, God, deliver John from that alcohol. Year went by and years went by. So finally, the guy died. John was still an alcoholic. But at his funeral, John was delivered from alcohol. It just depends on how long we're willing to hang in there with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
See, people, it's just like if you ball yourself up in a knot and you let yourself out of that knot, it hurts. If you ever had a cord that's laying up somewhere that's been tied up and rolled up and maybe thrown in the corner?
Yeah.
And then somebody goes and picks that card up. Think about that in somebody's life. As you unwind it and you try to straighten it out, look how many crooks and things in it. Can you imagine that somebody's life? And that hurts every time you straighten that card out. It hurts. Nobody wants to feel that pain. But think about how it feels once that cord has been let all the way out and it's straight. They feel fine. But initially, people reject what makes them hurt.
Oh, definitely. But listen, what happened to some of the folks that started, they wanted to learn how to ride that bicycle? There were some people, the first time they got on that bicycle,
mm-hmm.
they crashed. They skipped their arm.
Mm-hmm.
They knocked a hole in their knee, they cracked a chin.
And they now, got up and got back
now,
on it.
But now do they say, hey, I'll never get on another bicycle again the whole of my life? Or do you get back on that bicycle and
some
try
to? Some people
again?
Will get back on it.
Some people will never get back on another bicycle regardless of who come into their life. They will not receive them. Say, you're not going to get
them
on a bicycle.
If that's their purpose, they will. See, if their purpose to ride that bicycle, they're going to get back on. It's just who has enough love for them to hang in there with them until they do. See, we want things to change overnight.
Sometimes we do, but
and
now if you come into my house
mm-hmm.
and I treat you a certain way, or in
mm-hmm.
fact, I just treat you bad and treat you like you're less than human,
mm-hmm.
stomp on you,
mm-hmm.
and push you in a corner,
mm-hmm.
belittle you to make myself feel big.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do everybody like that that comes into my house,
mm-hmm.
there are some people that they labor with me, that put up with, but there's not very many people are going to allow you to try to destroy them because they're reaching out to help you.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Mr. Motivator?
Mm-hmm.
I have been a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people to do everything to me they possibly could to hurt me, ruin my reputation, make me feel bad, dog me out. You know, anything they could do to me to emotionally hurt me, I've had people do me that way. When I see these people today, I hug them, I love them. What anything I have, I give it to them. It just depends on your growth.
I agree.
Your growth in your purpose. That's what it depends on.
I agree. And the sad part about it, some people let that thing fester so that it breeds on to their children,
mm-hmm.
their grandchildren. They got all this anger.
Mm-hmm.
They got all of this that they have with them because of a result of that person being
that's
hurt.
Right. They're
depriving themselves
of their future.
When do we get that fire put out? Or do we lives with this fire that keeps burning from generations to generations. Sometimes it becomes a family curse.
No, exactly. But let me tell you what it comes for. People like me. I'm a life coach. I'm a minister. I'm a mother. I'm a plethora of things when it comes to life decisions and helping. There's a song I can't find right now. I know who I can find the people who wrote it. I have it in their version. But I want this song that if any of you listening can find this song for me, but it has to be sung by Shirley Caesar. And it's called Keep a Light in My Window. I keep my light on in my window. I don't care how long it takes me. Yeah, that song said people call me crazy to lend a helping hand, but I'm going to hang in there until people are delivered from whatever it is they have, because I am purposed. If God puts you in my path, I'm purposed to hang in there with you until you're delivered. And this is how we have to stop that past.
Mm-hmm.
If the past, our past has been haunted. We're haunted by our past.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't move into our future. So it's everybody that's in that predicament that God sends in my path, I'm purposed to stand there until he delivers them so that their future can be done. Their future can change.
I like what you said, because I'm saddened by the sons and daughters that have received that over the years from their parents or whoever, that the man that told his daughter or told his sons, you can never trust a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The best, the only way to treat them the way they'll respect you is to treat them bad or to abuse them, and vice versa with the young lady that's been told there's no men out there that are worth anything, and men can't be trusted. We, like you said, we got to keep that light burning, because we don't want that anger, that hatred, to be passed on generations to generations in our families, and we wonder why do we everybody in the family feel like this?
And what's really sad about it, we have like 12 minutes, so I'm gonna kind of wrap this up a little bit, and I'm gonna say this. There are a number of us, hundreds of thousands of us, that's haunted by our past, things that have happened to us in our past. And as Shannon said a minute ago, to destroy your emotions. Your emotions were destroyed somewhere in your past by some hook of a crook. But whatever capacity your past was destroyed, whatever capacity, it's your future that's in your hands. And for those of us who have it all together, we need to reach out and help those that are still suffering with those ghosts, that still won't let the future prosper and bloom, because you can't do it because of everything that's in your past. Now, I've been in those shoes, and I'm out of those shoes. I used to stand beside a man and looking from head to toe just to find something wrong with him where I could sabotage the relationship. Now, I've sabotaged enough. God said no more. Everyone has a day of deliverance from your past. I want you to understand that. Everyone that you know has a day marked on that calendar where you will be delivered from your past. It just takes someone to love you enough to hang in there with you until it happens.
And what would you like to add to some of the people that are still haunted by racism?
Mm.
And what can you add to say to these individuals who still struggle with that, and they just for some reason can't seem to let it go?
Well, I'll say that too. There's a day of deliverance for everyone, whether you are racist or whether you are a victim of racism. There, your future depends on you letting go. Let it go. Put yourself in a position. See, you can get so high above the crowd
mm-hmm.
till the crowd can't hurt you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to let God elevate us to that point.
Mm-hmm.
We can't wave the same banner that we waved in the 60s. We're still waving that same banner today. It's got to change somewhere. It's got to change. We got to put it up a little bit higher. You know, the higher you elevate yourself, the more mess you're going to leave on the ground. So I will say this. If you are haunted by your past, there is nothing to be said, but you will be deprived of your future.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to be deprived of your future, stop and get a grip. Find some help. So, and it all has to do with you being honest with yourself. We have so many young ladies and young men out there who are still in bondage from your past. We can't move on. We're not happy. I talked to I have a really good friend, a male friend, that's haunted by a past of over 40, 50 years. Listen, you have too much to offer to allow your life to be given up in Ghostville,
mm-hmm.
to let ghosts dictate where you're going to go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Establish your purpose. Find your purpose and walk out of there. It's a day of deliverance for you. And you can only be pleasing if you walk in your purpose. Walk in your purpose. And the only way to do it is come out of that depressed state and stop looking for a norm. Oh, they're sitting really quiet, so they're depressed. No, we have people, when you say, hey, girlfriend, let's go here. People who can't stay home, they're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. I just got to be around somebody. I got to go. No. You're depressed. You're so depressed. You know, you, and don't tell me, I have some females tell me, all I need is Jesus. Come on now. If all you need is Jesus, why do you desire to sleep with that man? So come on, see, people don't be honest. You know why people hang on to stuff like that? They don't be honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're not okay. Stop lying to yourself. You are not okay. If some man hurt you, so what? That wasn't your man. You just picked him up for some reason. You picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
If this woman hurt you, why did they hurt you? It was not your woman in the first place. Accept your fate. It, you know, my husband is supposed to be so many inches tall, so this color, that color, whatever it is. Wait for him. Stop just grabbing a man because you're so depressed you don't want to be by yourself. Stop just looking for a woman because she looks good in a thong, or you think she looks good in a thong. We have got to stop allowing ourselves to be haunted by our past. Every one of us, if you can hear me talking today, all of us sitting there, you got a past. What about your past that's haunting you? If it's something, acknowledge it. Write it on paper. You don't have to tell me what it is. You don't have to tell anybody next to you. Just write it down and keep looking at it every day. Become aware. Become aware of what's going on. And when at the end of the day, it's going to be you and your purpose shining. Anybody else got anything to say? We have approximately 5 minutes.
I just want to encourage everyone, hey, don't let anyone destroy you of your purpose. Stay focused on what it is that you want to do in life. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. Don't let people stop you or just hinder you from achieving your goals and fulfilling your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you gave some great points and great illustrations. And I believe whoever has tuned in tonight, if they take this information at heart,
mm-hmm.
it will help them to get beyond that wall of depression and that loneliness and that negativeness and to move in to where they can enjoy their life. Because if you enjoy your life, you're going to find something good, something positive, something to be thankful about. But if you hate your life, you're going to always look for something miserable, something negative in every situation.
Mm-hmm. And just like I want to encourage my panel here today, and I know Mr. Motivator is about the oldest person here, and don't let your old age may have you set in your ways, you know.
Oh, and also could you remind them about my book?
Oh, okay. Mr. Motivator has a book, you guys. You can go to his blog page, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and get his book, Success is an Attitude.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
And then we want you all to thank you for coming on. Shannon, you want to say something before we leave?
If you know somebody that's depressed,
mm-hmm.
pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to them with a sense. Don't, if it's about a situation they got themselves into,
yeah.
nobody wants to hear I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They don't want to hear that.
You sure? Because I sure wasn't going to be right on that. I told you that wasn't going to work.
No. You don't say I told you so. You mainly want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Hear them out. Even if it sounds ridiculous, they're talking this person sporadic. Let them get it off their heart. Listen to them. You know, don't have feedback every time. You know, let them know you listen. Like, I'm saying, be empathetic with that person. You know, let them know, okay, I'm here. I understand how you feel, you know. And then once they get it out there, open to, you know, well, this is what we can do to change how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't change what happened,
mm-hmm.
but what we can do going forward.
Yes. Change how you
respond.
To every action is a what?
Equal and opposite reaction. That is fine.
Mm-hmm. And if there's an equal and opposite reaction, who can choose to, who can determine what that reaction is going to be?
Yourself.
You. You're the one that can determine what your reaction is.
And if you know somebody's still depressed, look, sometimes cracking their toe knuckles will make them feel better.
And sometimes if I bring a hammer to the studio, I'm going to crack it. Okay. All right, everybody. Listen, we have 1 minute. I want to thank all of you for coming. Shannon is just a little wide out here because Mr. Motivator was talking about cracking his knuckles. And I think she's really anxious to crack. Okay. All right. We have a little bit of time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I do hope we said something that was inspirational to you or something that motivated you to really think about your situation, learn to accept your fate as yours, walk in your purpose, and above all, you can call me, write me at Let's Talk Truth, 333@yahoo.com. Send me your feedback. I want to hear your feedback. And then my blog page is at loisbullock.blogspot.com. Go on there. It's inspirational things on there you can feed on as well. And if you missed the broadcast, you can listen to it on that. So make sure you listen to our broadcast. And I just thank you so much for tuning in. And for those of you that like my intro song, one day I'm going to play it in its entirety. It's going to blow you away. It is awesome. So just thank you all for tuning in. And this is Lois Bullock. Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? I am loving you with the heart of God.
Good night.
You got an apple?